Got Coy Sean Neely.
Coy Sean, talk a little bit about the speed of the running backs. It seems like they got through the holes pretty quick.
They're pretty fast, and the gaps were opening up pretty good for them, and they were just picking and choosing their holes, and just a matter of just our guys just getting off blocks and beating them. They're pretty good, though. They're good.
It seemed like they did a good job of kind of washing you guys out, taking the linebackers out of a lot of the plays, particularly on the sideline when they ran sweeps down.
Yeah, I mean, they kept it simple. They ran the power and the power and just zone, basically, and what it was just doing to our six technique is washing them out, which opened up the gap, and the running back was just hitting the crease. I mean, they're pulling the guard, and we fitted it pretty good, but the crease was so big that, I mean, you know, anybody can just run and pick to choose which way they wanted to run.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys were maybe like an arm's length off of where you needed to be to make a play to stop those big runs in particular.
Yeah, I mean, those guys play, the speed is much faster, but it's just, we just came down to just beating blocks and just trying to make plays and just one making them today.
How did they compare at Clemson in terms of just, their ability to score quickly?
Clemson game, I was watching from the sideline, so I couldn't really tell you as far as in, you know, from game experience, but I really can't say too much about that because I wasn't on the field during Clemson.
Your reaction, is it anger, disappointment, frustration? How did you?
It was definitely a lot of frustration and disappointment because we worked all week and you know, we worked on the power, we worked on the zone and a lot of things like that. We knew there were two great backs that we're facing, but. It's just a disappointment that the results didn't come out our way.
What's kind of the overall mood for the defense? It seems like you guys have really been up and down the last couple of weeks. I mean, how do you...
You said what's the what now?
What's the mood, I guess? How do you guys take this? Because you've played some decent, but then had some two bad games in tournament.
Well, the mood is still the same. I mean, we come in each week saying we're going to stop the run and... you know, get off the field on third down. We're still trying to keep it the same. Nothing has changed. It's just the players. It just come down to the players. And, you know, we got to stick together because some guys were, you know, fading apart during the last bit of the game. But we just got to stick together and just hold tight because we got something big up next week.
Is that going to be difficult to do to come back after this loss?
It won't be difficult. You know, during our season, we had to flush a lot of games, you know, hard losses, right off the bat, Virginia Tech, and then Miami in overtime, and we had to flush that down the drain. And it's going to be a big turnaround, but I think we're going to be able to do it.
Coy Sean, would you say that this is the best offense you guys have played against all year?
Yeah, I would say. I would say.
Anything else for Coy Sean?
Coy Sean, you said you felt like guys were fading apart, is that
what you said? Yeah, like guys were just like a lot of talking and stuff or whatever, you know, pointing fingers instead of staying together as a team, you know. That's what was happening.
Is that a concern against
the I think it was just because of the game and the timing and everything, but we're still a team, you know, we're still together, and at the end of the day, we're going to have each other back.
Thanks, Coy Sean. Bring in both our B-backs, Jack Lasky.